Harper Audio presents Red Sox Rhymes, Verses and Curses by Boston Red Sox Poet Laureate Dick Flavin. Foreword read by Henry Strozier. Foreword by Peter Gammons. Like the Olmsted Emerald Necklace and Smuggler's Notch in the Shelburne Museum, Dick Flavin is one of New England's great and unique treasures, albeit one of the region's most animated figures. He has been an Emmy Award-winning television reporter, journalist, and satirist, and lo, these last few years has become the Fenway Bard because of his poems and lyrics about New England's old town team, the Red Sox. Flavin has recited Teddy at the Bat in Boston's Symphony Hall, where Serge Koussevitzky and Charles Munch waved their batons, not to mention followed in the word steps of Sherm Feller as the Fenway Park public address announcer. Yes, that Sherm Feller, who wrote the 1950s hit Summertime, Summertime. His love of baseball and the townies led him to friendships with Ted Williams, Dominic DiMaggio, Johnny Pesky, and Bobby Doerr. And his drive with DiMaggio and Pesky to visit Williams was captured in the late Dave Halberstam's The Teammates, the journalist's best-selling book. Red Sox Rhymes is a wonderful, creative collection of the best of the Bard. Of Hall of Famer Pedro Martinez, he writes, "If a player gave him sass, he'd knock him on his..." To celebrate the late autumn signing of Pablo Sandoval, he wrote, "Sandoval is coming to town," conjuring images of the panda dressed as Old Saint Nick. Flavin's "Robert Stole That Base" brings back the lore of the most famous steal in Red Sox history, one that set the Red Sox, three outs from elimination, off on a four-game sweep of the Yankees en route to their first World Championship since 1918. A steal that landed Roberts in the Red Sox Hall of Fame, despite the fact he never had a postseason at-bat in their march to the Duck Boats. Flavin may well be the only poet to have included Daisuke Matsaka's name in an ode, this on the 2007 World Championship. This is about the fun of being a fan, of enjoying the largesse of Williams and Dominic, of El Tiante, Pedro, and the Big Shill. There is a place where war and ops plus can be put aside for the simple joy of the game, those who play it, and the reasons we watch it. It is about the fortune of growing up around a bunch of other Red Sox and allowing Dick Flavin to enrich that fortune.
Introduction. When I was a kid in grammar school, I discovered Casey at the Bat, Ernest Lawrence Thayer's immortal ballad about a star-crossed slugger. Wow, I thought to myself, a poem about baseball. Wasn't poetry supposed to be about the meaning of life, the moon and the stars, that sort of thing? This, though, was about a game, one to which I was already addicted. I couldn't get enough of Casey. Eventually, I memorized the whole thing and would recite it at the slightest provocation. Often, to be honest about it, no provocation at all was needed. When I got to college and would go to the local beer hall with my pals for a few brews, if I ran out of money, which happened as often as not, I would climb up on a chair and loudly recite Casey in the hopes that someone would take pity on me and buy me a beer. Happily, from time to time, the ruse worked. In ensuing years as a speaker and television commentator, I learned that writing and speaking in verse could get people's attention and that they'd tend to remember more of what I had to say. That's what I did and still do. But I never completely dropped Casey at the Bat from my act. One never gets totally over a first love. Fast forward to October 2001, when I took the road trip of a lifetime for any baseball fan, especially a Red Sox fan, driving by automobile from Massachusetts to Florida with Dom DiMaggio and Johnny Pesky
Sample complete. Ready to continue?